What is going on, guys? Welcome to Fightful Overbooks Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. It is Friday, February 3rd. We are happy to have you here with us today. Maggie, how you doing?
Okay, you know what? Fuck this. Right out of the gate. If I had actual script around here, like, you know, the script for our show, I would tear it. Pull out an old fashioned Vince, you know,
okay,
and say, "Fuck it, guys! I'm had really shitty and crappy 2 days, and this is the third day that it's really, really crappy. So you know what? I don't want to talk about anything else. Let's get in your super chats and your humper chats, and let me, like, you guys can send me questions, and I will answer your relationship statuses. You know, I will give you relationship advice because I have a bachelor's degree in psychology and I can help you out. Fuck wrestling. You know, we can talk about this because, like, I don't want to, you know, I'm kidding. But also, please send us super chats and humper chats with your questions and statements. And I'm actually kind of serious. If you want, you know, relationship advice or behavior advice, I can give it to you. I'm not totally giving it for free because I do have a degree in it and I'm totally not giving it away for free. So if you guys want us to talk about anything other than wrestling, we can. So,
you know, hey, I'm fine with doing events today. You know, we've always done a script, but if you want to say F it, we can just, I don't think we've ever done that. Like, just, we can, how about it? Let's just go by this. Let's just say F it and just go with it. The only thing I really need to look at for script wise is probably the NXT card.
No. Let's follow the script. But if someone wants to talk about something else, we can.
Oh,
we
man.
Can.
Okay.
Yes.
I was all excited to just say, "F it."
So
let's go.
Yeah, fuck it, and everything will be like all in chaos, guys. Yeah. Please like the video and share the video. Also subscribe to the channel. And again, I cannot stress this enough. We are poor. Send us your money, please.
Yeah. So. Like Maggie said, send us some super chats. Otherwise, you can send us some humper chats. Maggie, I'll go ahead and ask you right off the bat, what do you think of AEW Dynamite this week?
Oh, you mean Wardlow?
Okay, what do you think of Wardlow this week?
This was so great. I kind of expected it to happen because, like, after Samoa Joe won, which was kind of surprising to me, I'm not going to lie, and it's kind of believable because, you know, I when Darby exposed the ring and my immediate thoughts were, okay, so you do a coffin drop on top of Samoa Joe on an exposed ring, how does that hurt him more?
Yeah.
Like, what? How is it? So then I was like, hey, maybe you go for a muscle buster. So Samoa Joe wins. So the moment Darby exposed the ring, I already knew that Samoa Joe was winning the match right from there. And at that moment, I started being really, really excited about Wardlow coming back. And then I remember they were in Ohio, and Wardlow's from Ohio. And I was like, yeah, there you go. That's probably it. And it's kind of weird seeing Wardlow without, you know, without his man bun thingy, but he looks so great. I mean, please.
All right, well, that's good. I knew you'd be happy with it, so that's a good thing, right?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so
it was great. It was really, really good. It was a nice, you know, change of you know, my gloomy self, you know, because that, like I said, I had really awful days off, and today also. But thank you, sir, for putting a smile on my face and other stuff.
Other stuff nice. Yeah. Let's see here. As I lost access to documents real quick, so that's good. There we go. It's back. Better than ever.
Yeah.
So we started, the first match of the night was obviously Hangman versus John Moxley. Obviously those two in the ring just beat the hell out of each other.
And oh yes, please. More of that. More of that.
You know, the way it's going is, you know, it's, I think it's obviously going to end with a mutual respect for each other. Do you think there is potential that Hangman might join BCC? Do you think there's a possibility there?
No.
Okay.
No, no. I mean, there's always possibility because, you know, it's AEW and they do weird stuff and it always kind of works. I don't think I see that happening. I see something else happening, which is, you know, we never saw that again. But like, you know, that Hangman said that he was going to go and mend some friendships. We didn't know if he was talking about Dark Order or the Elite. We didn't know that. So if he's talking about the Elite and then they get to feud with BCC, you know, Takeshita's kind of been coming to the aid of Bryan Danielson a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But Don Callis was looking at Takeshita also.
Yeah.
So there's that. And I'm kind of excited to see where that leads, because it can be kind of like the two teams fighting over Takeshita, which is a nice change of pace, and it's good. So there you go. Kind of, I think that Takeshita plays a big role in this situation. I have no idea. I still have no idea what it will be, but if this can, imagine how believable this is. Because if I'm either man on that team, I will do anything in my power to fight for Takeshita, you know, because he's yeah. so good. Yeah. You know, I can see him in both teams because, like, I can surely see him in BCC because look at, you know, the awesome matches that he has against guys from BCC. But, like, imagine, like, everything that he can do with the Elite. And it's... I'm kind of torn, but I know that they're going to execute this in an intelligent way. So it's going to be satisfying, kind of. The thing is that if we start daydreaming about stuff, we will never be satisfied. Like it's wrestling fans, you know? So if we start building it up in our own heads, it's we're going to, you know, end up being kind of down on it. Yeah. Hey, shout out to Kate, she's on the Jericho cruise.
Yeah, with Wardlow.
Yeah.
Isn't he on there? Yeah.
Is he?
I think so. I think Wardlow's on
what?
There.
What?
I think he's on there. somebody can double check, but I think he is. Chris sends us a super chat. Our good friend Chris, the doc, says, I need all the advice I can get in that area. Chris, you just need to talk. That's all yeah. you need to do and you're good.
Yeah, well, like, why would you have any problems with that? Hey, say, hey, my name yeah. is Chris, and they're like ready.
Yep.
Also, you can just, you know, we can just like, I started dropping my phone the minute I started thinking about Chris's voice. Well, there you go. You don't need any help, in my opinion. So, moving on.
you had the Acclaim come out and defeat. The Beverly Brothers 2.0, Turbo Floyd,
yeah.
Truth Magnum. Jesus. The highlight of this was obviously the promo afterwards with the gun club and
yeah.
the Acclaimed. And to me, they're obviously making it look like Billy is going to turn on the Acclaim, but I don't think that's going to happen. I think they're making it look too obvious. So I honestly don't think that's going to happen, because I think it would be rather dumb to do that. So
I hate Ryan.
Yeah. So
not only is he like on the boat with Wardlow, but he's too good to be on the show. Okay, hear me out. Elite versus BCC, Takeshita on the pole match.
Yeah. Yes.
Please. Yes. Why are we getting this again?
I don't know.
Like what?
I honestly don't know. Like why they're going. Well, I take that back. I think I was watching the post show Wednesday night with Sean and Alex, and somebody, it might have been Alex or it could have been Sean, one of them made the point of saying that maybe they don't want FTR to take the titles off of a face tag team. And since they never really finished this story between the Gun Club and FTR, mm-hmm. maybe that's the way they can do it. And I'm like, oh God, I don't like this idea. But it's AEW. They do it all the time where faces beat faces. Like, I mean, they're having a feud right now with Moxley and Hangman. I don't think it's a big deal, but oh well, maybe that's just my opinion.
Are you saying that the Guns will be transitional champions?
Are you saying,
I'm sorry for cutting you off again, but like this is co-cutting with Robert Maggie.
Yeah.
Are you saying that the Guns will be tag team champions whilst Proud and Powerful never were? Are you serious?
No, what I'm saying is if...
Ah! Okay, my head.
I think the Acclaimed wins. What I'm saying, though, is if the Gun Club, if they do let the Gun Club win, that means they are
transitional.
Yeah. Thank you. They are those champions. That's the way I see it. That's absolutely the way I see it, because that's the only thing that makes logical sense.
Any sense. Yeah.
So that's the way I see it.
Yeah, well, I don't think I want to see, you know, long-term, like long title reign for the Guns. And I don't think they're ready either way. I'm not saying that they will never be like tag team championship material. I'm not saying that. I just think that they're not there yet. Hey, where's your big-ass mug? Why do you don't have it?
It's somewhere over there. Did you
get disappointed that The Rock didn't come
yeah,
back?
Yeah, that's why. I'm like, F you giant mug. I'm going with the smaller one.
Fuck off, mug. So we also got Brian Cage against Takeshita. This is so good. Like, Brian Cage has been having banger matches every week. This is great. I'm all here for that. Because, I said on the show, I was never a Brian Cage fan. But, yeah. I'm starting to be.
And his contract, as reported by Fightful Select last week, is soon to expire if he hasn't re-signed, or maybe he will re-sign. We don't know yet. It'll be interesting. I was actually surprised to see Takeshita get the victory, though. That was a nice surprise for me, anyways.
You can kind of see that they're planning something big for Takeshita.
Yeah. Yep, I agree with that too. So we had the promo with the Elite. Isaiah Cassidy, Matt Hardy, and Ethan Page talking about their for Rampage. That was hilarious.
This was so great. Like Kenny's reaction, like,
yeah.
And Matt Jackson.
Yeah, like, yeah, and obviously, I just absolutely, like, hey, don't, and obviously, anytime they talk to Brandon, like, you don't talk to him like that.
You don't talk to him like, hey, Brandon, you idiot. Piece of trash.
Yeah, you stupid idiot, or whatever they called him, and, like, turn it off. I just love, I don't know why I pop at that every
time.
I'm
so happy that they decided to give the Fightful Award to Brandon Cutler. Like, he so deserves that. Like, he's BT doesn't happen without Brandon. Like, he's been working his butt off. Like, kudos to him. Like, shout out to Brandon Cutler. Like,
yeah,
what a sweetheart. But like, I love this segment. It was so great. Mainly because I was so happy to see Kenny Omega back. Like, he sorted out his visa issues. They're having a match on Rampage. When was the last time Kenny has had a Rampage match?
Let's
if
see.
Ever.
Oh, he's had one. I just don't remember what the hell
it was.
I'm
sure he's,
yeah. God, that's somebody. I'll look on Cage Match here in a few minutes, but. But I'm glad to hear that. Like, and it was good to see him, and good to see him back. And obviously, Kenny Omega on my TV always makes me happy. And I know Kenny Omega on your TV definitely makes you happy. And then this is one thing I do kind of wonder about. You have Ricky Starks must run the gauntlet to.
Why? Please
get another shot at Chris Jericho. I don't understand what the big deal is about this. Why does he have to? Like, he should be the one throwing the challenge out there if Chris Jericho wants another shot at him.
He does not. Like, if Chris Jericho wants to fight him again, Ricky Stark should be all like, why? I already beat you.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm moving on.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. It's that. That's
why would he? It makes no sense.
Why does he have to go through everybody? That just makes. Maybe it's because he was attacked and stuff like that. I'm guessing that's the reason, but they should have explained that. They should explain that's why he's so pissed off and going after him. And maybe that's what they're hoping the fan thinks, but.
Yeah, that's great. But like, we know where this is going, and we're still going to be talking about it at All Out. Because like, we know that Chris Jericho feuds lasts a year. So, yeah.
For the most part, yeah, you're right.
Yes. But like, we did have something special to watch afterwards. It was Bryan Danielson against Toothless Timmy, as they were calling him in NXT. I was so happy with this match. Like, it's Timothy Thatcher is Murder Grandpa Jr. Okay? If Suzuki is Murder Grandpa, because he sure is Murder Grandpa, Timothy Thatcher is Murder Grandpa Jr. Like, he's so going to turn into this. God.
Sounds like it was Christian Cage, according to Soupy.
Kenny Omega's first match?
On Rampage. Or on his Rampage, last match was on Rampage, maybe.
Oh, his last match. Yeah, okay. Okay.
Maybe
thank
then.
You.
I don't know.
Thank you, Mark. Shout out to Soupy.
Who was that video today? Perfect timing, too. Damn, he's good.
I know. So good. Hey, give me some slack, too.
Yeah. No, and well, yeah. I mean,
I'm obviously kidding. This all the praise should go to Soupy. Like, I love all his videos.
He's great.
But yeah, I was kind of surprised about Jade Cargill having her 50th win on television. This was kind of weird for me.
Yeah.
Because at this point, you just need to wonder what happens after that.
Yeah.
What's next for Jade?
Well, I can tell you this. You know, it's a lot of people want Chris Statlander to be the one that beats her, and they're starting to hint at who's going to be the one that beats her again. And now I'm kind of wondering, again, if there's talk about bringing Mercedes in, I don't think you want her to be the one to do it. I don't think you want an outside person to do it. I think that is a disaster. Personally, I don't think you go that route. If anything, you have her beat Mercedes. That makes her even bigger. But that's what I would do. Okay, so Caden says his last match on Rampage was a singles match against Christian Cage or Brian Cage?
Brian Cage. Okay. No, it was Christian Cage. Like, I don't think Kenny ever wrestled.
Okay, Rampage number Christian 3. Cage. Okay.
Rampage.
Yeah, well, Christian Cage would have been. He's gone by. Shit. I don't know. Who cares? Christian Cage in a cage on Rampage.
Stop it.
With Adam Page as the referee and Ethan Page as a special timekeeper.
I quit.
Okay. It was a good run.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Our good friend Tom sends us a super chat that says, Tom, big love to my favorite people. Alex McCarthy was putting Maggie over during our conversation today.
Alex McCarthy is a sweetheart. Seriously. Like he's one of the people why I'm still considering Money in the Bank, because I really want to meet him. Fair. I'm not, though. Like, I'm not going to Money in the Bank.
That's why I'm considering it, but I'm not. Nice.
I'm not, because come on. There's still time. I'll think about it. Yeah. But I'm probably not, because I'm scared. So after that, after that, we got Britt Baker and Ruby Soho backstage, because Britt Baker was attacked backstage by Toni Storm and Saraya. This can go both ways.
Yeah. And Ruby
too. Yeah. This I was talking about Ruby. She can be a double agent. She can. What did I say? Why are you smiling?
No, I was thinking just double agent. I was thinking of I don't know what I was thinking of Austin Powers for whatever reason. Why that came to my head, I don't know.
How did you think?
I don't know. I don't know why a lot of things come to my head. So it's just keep going.
You had that face.
I'm a mom. Doctors
they're
want
trying,
to
they're
know.
Trying to yeah. figure out.
Yeah, they can't. They're just we don't know. It's modern. It's science.
I'm sorry. Yeah, so this actually has me intrigued a little, because a lot actually, because Ruby Soho can surely be a part of Britt's team, but she can also be a part of the Saraya's team, because she kind of is, she's a runaway,
yeah,
she's not an original. Because they really started hinting that on commentary. It was borderline annoying. So I'm excited to see where this goes, because it's not a storyline outside of the women's championship, because the women's champion is in the whole situation, in the feud. But it's, you can put over amazing talent on screen, and this is a major step, because I know that for years now we've been really critical of AEW's booking of their women's division. So I think this is a step forward, because now you can you can have Ember Moon on Athena. I'm sorry. You can have Athena on your TV. You can have where's Serena Deeb? Whenever she's ready to come back out, I have no idea if she's injured. I have no idea if she's dealing with personal stuff. I have no idea, but we haven't seen her. When we get Serena Deeb, where is she going? Because she's from there also,
Yeah.
And this is great, because each and every woman that decides to be on Britt Baker's team, it'll be exciting, because Britt Baker has gone through all the women on that roster, and she has beef with every woman in there, and the whole dynamic will be interesting to me.
Yeah. Yep, for sure. And I did look because chat confused the hell out of me. The last Omega match on Rampage was Christian Cage and Frankie Kazarian versus Brandon Cutler and Kenny Omega on the third episode of Rampage. So there we go.
Okay. The chat confused you.
Well, they had it
how
right.
How dare you, chat?
No. I mean, they had it right, but I didn't know, like Soupy said the third episode, which was right. But then I saw Caden say, no, he had a tag match. And then I'm like, okay, now I'm just completely lost. So there we go. Now I got it. So we're good there. And then we had the main event, which we kind of talked about, but I didn't have much to say there. Samoa Joe versus Darby.
God, Samoa Joe's so great.
I love the guy. I was really surprised. Like you, I was really surprised that he got the win. I was not expecting that to happen. But now that Wardlow's back.
I'm glad.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I'm glad.
Now he's back. Now Wardlow can drop maybe the Ring of Honor title too, maybe, or maybe the TNT, either one.
You know what I loved? AEW going off the air while he was powerbombing.
Yeah.
This is so great. Like, nice touch.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that wasn't. Never mind. You know what? The only. Yeah. Nope. Never mind. So. That was like the one thing about like reactions that I did. Like, I'm like, damn, I wish we had reaction from Maggie on that one. But
yeah, you know what? I was actually thinking, like, when I woke up on Wednesday, I was like, I think I will do reactions tomorrow. And then like stuff just started happening.
Yeah, I was just like, yeah, and that's what I thought too. I was like, yeah, I'm like, if you want to do reaction, I'm like, no, never mind. Too much going on. So I said, no, I thought about it, but I said, no, it's okay. And then after that, I'm like, damn it. But oh, well, so yeah, that was Dynamite. And then tonight on Rampage, we have Toni Storm and Saraya in a tag team match, Swerve Strickland taking on Brian Pillman Jr., Roosh taking on Christopher Daniels.
Oh, I cannot wait for that.
And the AEW World Trios Championship match between the Elite and taking on Ethan Page, Matt Hardy, and Isaiah Cassidy. So that's going to be pretty solid there. Good Rampage setup right there. Faux show. Now next, we have Kota Ibushi, who is a free agent and as of February 1st, and he is officially leaving New Japan Pro Wrestling. He already has matches booked for GCW. He will be part of Josh Barnett's Bloodsport and Joey Janela's Spring Break as part of GCW's collective during WrestleMania weekend. I think he already has other matches booked too, but yeah, he's heading over, and Tony Khan's already made a comment that obviously we want him, you know, or we have interest in him. And,
isn't he wrestling Speedball Mike Bailey?
Yeah, I think he's wrestling him at Bloodsport.
Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah, I think that's at Bloodsport, but and yeah, so you got that going on. So yes, take my money for that. And obviously, like Tony Khan said in an interview, I think it might have, I don't remember who, because Tony Khan's done a lot of interviews this past week, but
yeah,
that was something that he said we definitely would be interested in. And it's like, well duh. and that's somebody else that I'm pretty sure WWE would be interested in too.
Well, they had him for a while, so.
Oh, CWC. Like,
yeah, like I knew that, you know, the Cruiserweight, was it a tournament? It was a tournament, yeah. He was only in the tournament. And then,
yeah.
I don't think that actually counts, but like,
no.
I would like to think that they knew what they had.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. That's
and the... then they knew what they lost.
Yeah. Yep. No, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, and Soupy's right. WWE can't get him. He won't relocate permanently. And, you know, the one thing I will say about that is Walter or Gunther said the same thing. And money does talk, but that you're absolutely right about that. But there's
there's ways you can.
Yeah, like a big sack of money.
Yeah, well, in that, but there's other ways you can do it too. You can do promos, and you can have them come in like twice. There's just a lot of different ways.
Will they do it?
Yeah.
Will WWE?
Well, that's the thing. I don't think so. I think if anything, it'd be like a short term thing, and WWE doesn't do that, so I don't think it's going to happen at all. So I don't think it's going to happen, but it's just one of those things.
Yeah, but please have in mind that it's Triple H, it's not Vince. So things are a bit more open now.
Yeah, but
so it's
and Ace in chat makes a good point. Like he thinks more than just the money part, and the other thing too is he hasn't wrestled in like a while, so. It's really, some things might have changed. So we'll have to see.
Exactly. I am not going to sit around and speculate what people want in life. Yeah. I will never do that. Like, for me to tell you, well, he doesn't care about money. How the hell should I know? Maybe he does care about money. How the hell do you guys know? I am not that cocky to go out and say that I damn well know what Kota Ibushi's after. I don't care. I hope that he gets to do whatever the hell makes him happy. So I will be okay with whatever he decides to do.
People change, opinions change. Cody Rhodes, I remember in 2017, yeah. 2018.
Cody Rhodes.
Nice. So, like Cody Rhodes, that's a t-shirt. But no,
Cody Rhodes smashed the throne. Well, okay?
Not only that, but I remember in an interview he said, I can never picture myself ever going back there. I mean, granted, people see things that in front of a camera that they don't mean. And
yeah, come on, it's Cody Rhodes.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You just never know what people are like really mean behind the camera. You know, that's all I'm saying. But we don't know
emotions, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, CM Punk really meant it when he said he's never ever coming back to wrestling. He really meant it.
Yeah.
And so, after a short 7 years.
Yeah.
For cutting you off, I always think about that sign at, I think it was it a pay-per-view or was it a Dynamite? Where a fan on the front row had a sign that said, like, when Kenny was full on heel and he was champion, and the sign said, "What would Kota think?" And Kenny had that photo of him staring at the sign because, you know, Kenny Omega and storytelling, like those two things go hand in hand. Like, oh,
and that's the other thing too, like that we didn't say. That's the big factor right there, Kenny Omega. I mean,
yes, shit. Kenny Omega's a big factor, but said something on the Royal Rumble pre-show that I will never forgive you for. So we're not gonna talk about it here. So I'm just throwing it out there, okay?
You know what's funny is I honestly don't remember like everything I said, so that's probably a good thing.
I'm really glad because if that ever happens, I will travel to the States to punch you.
Oh, if then, well, I'll go back and watch it because we've been wanting to get you to the United States. So
yeah, but like not under that sort of awful circumstances. Okay. Moving on.
Moving on. So like to start the show, if you were here to start the show, like we had the genius Lanny Poffo. Passed away at the age of 68 yesterday. It was announced he wasn't on TV much, but he was also known as Randy Savage's brother, Macho Man Randy Savage's brother. But when he was on TV, like that's what I remember, you know, about him. He had that deep voice. And when he read those poems on TV and when he was a manager for Mr. Perfect, those were memories for me. I love those. And I hate that he's gone, but the but in the where he, I just appreciate what he brought to the business. He had one of the best Hall of Fame speeches that WWE has had when he talked about his brother. It was really good. One of the best Hall of Fame speeches, in my opinion. I really enjoyed it. He was one of the best interviews that you would usually catch, like people have on wrestling websites. Fightful had a really good one with him years ago. He was just a very nice guy, classy guy. And he's somebody that will definitely be missed in the wrestling world. He's
38 is way too young.
Well, he was older.
I'm sorry, 68. I'm sorry, 68. Yeah, it's way too young.
Yeah,
like but like in those instances, I feel like every age will be too young because like I just want them to live forever, you know.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Please. Absolutely.
He wrestled in NWA, APW. Way back when WWF, his brother Randy, his brother Randy got him in WCW, and he never really wrestled. Like his brother, he was under contract with WCW from 1995 to I think 99 or 2000, and he wrestled very seldom, like once in 4 years or something like that. But he was still under contract, so that shows one of the problems that WCW had. They were paying people that weren't wrestling. But good for him on that one, making money and not doing anything. He will be missed. And Hacksaw Jim Duggan, that's when I found out yesterday about it, was on his Twitter, or maybe it was Instagram. I saw it. So that was like one of those damn it type things, damn it moments. But wish the best for his family during this trying times. And it's one of those things where I don't like making these graphics, but I'm going to do it from now whenever these unfortunate incidences happen, because we appreciate what these men and women do for us to entertain us. And it's really the least we can do, right? So thank you, Lanny, for the memories. Thank you for the great poems. They were absolutely wonderful. They made me laugh all the time. Even at a young age, I still got them. Like they were good. So thank you. Good times. As we move on now, we go to the Cooper effect.
Yes, I insisted on this particular order. Thank you for
yeah, putting I know. It on. I accidentally clicked it, so sorry.
Thank you, Rob.
I know, I'm sorry.
Well, why remove it? Because like we already did it. Okay, guys, I will not talk about at all the article or the story behind this. I am simply going to read you the headline to the article and absolutely nothing more. The article is titled "Railroad Worker Rescues Raccoon After the Hair on Its Butt Got Frozen on the Tracks."
Jeez.
Okay, show us the
next picture, Rob. I am.
Please.
That's the after effect. The good news is the raccoon was saved. The bad news is it lost. Oh my god. Oh god. I'm just glad the poor raccoon is okay. Oh man.
This is the best Cooper effect ever. Because Why do we need words for that? Like, just watch. I'm so glad that the poor thing is fine. But come on.
Yeah.
Like it's you have a bird tushy now.
Yeah. Nah, just unbelievable. You can't make it up.
Yeah, you literally cannot make this shit up. So,
well, we go to our WWE recap now. Maggie, what did you think of the Royal Rumble this past weekend?
I'll tell you what I think, and I just remembered that I forgot my notes in my work sweatshirt.
Oh, cool.
If you want, you can talk about the Rumble while I'll go get them.
Well, I really enjoyed the Rumble. For the Rumble itself, I really enjoyed them. Pretty much like a lot of people, I assumed, I did not really care for the Bray Wyatt LA Knight match. I thought that was just kind of, it looked like a bowl, like one of those Midnight Bowling League match. That's what it looked like, one of those Midnight Bowling League type things with all the neon lights going on. That was not the best. The Bianca Belair pretty much went exactly the way I thought it would. I thought we would see Uncle Howdy.
You're going way too fast. Stop. Okay.
Stop. I've heard that before. Okay.
<I'm> so happy. Okay. Starting with the men's rumble.
Okay.
So I was extremely happy to hear Pat McAfee.
I love this Michael Cole's reaction.
I popped because was Michael Cole legit surprised?
Yes.
He was. I was just so fucking happy. Like this.
We got a super chat from Soupy that says,
there you go.
The raccoon was saved by the skin of his cheeks. Well played.
Well played, Mark. You're a genius. So, yes, Pat McAfee was such a great thing. I just hope. Did they say on commentary whether he was back permanently or like? I don't remember whether they specified that or not.
I don't remember them actually saying if he was back full time or not.
Yeah, I would like him to be because I miss him so much.
Yes, I do too.
It was when we talk about the Rumble because I was texting with you and with Chris throughout the show. And I remember I mentioned to both of you that I felt kind of bored. He's not. Damn it! But
hi, John.
I'm so happy that you're here, John. But could you please bring us better news next time? What was I saying? Oh, yeah. I felt kind of bored. I never did get to my Monster Energy drink that I was so ashamed that I bought because I thought that I bought drugs because I don't drink energy drinks. And whenever I do, I was like, man, I'm doing drugs. I never did. It's still in my fridge. I suppose I will open it when. Probably WrestleMania if I'm watching it live. I assume. So it's I mentioned to both of you that I felt kind of bored, but then because I felt bored because there were no surprises. But this is why I'm bored, and this is what you expect during the Rumble, okay? Mm-hmm. But when I slept for, until noon or a bit past that, and I woke up, I was like, that was a good rumble. That was a good show because I see the word safe being thrown around. That Royal Rumble pay-per-view was, or premium live event. It was a safe show because when you think about it, you focus on your talent. You didn't put people for, you know, just a cheap pop from the audience and from the people at home, who would eventually, you know, take the places of people. Like, I remember distinctly that last year I was livid because Cesaro wasn't in the Rumble. I was livid that he wasn't in the Rumble. And, you know, other people, but like Shane McMahon was in the Rumble. And Johnny Knoxville was in the Rumble. But later, you know, we got Sami Zayn and Johnny Knoxville, which was such a fun match to watch at WrestleMania. I like the Rumble in that sense. Like, in the men's Rumble, we had zero NXT stars. Like, zero. They were focused on main roster stars, and that's okay. We had no debuts, like, at all, which was also kind of strange. The Brock Lesnar spot, you know, when he was
throwing shit around,
killing people. Fightful Select actually reported that he got a bit of heat. Of course, heat doesn't mean, oh my god, he's gonna get fired. No, it's Brock Lesnar. Are you kidding? Like, he's not even gonna get a slap on the wrist.
Yeah,
for that.
Brock doesn't know when he gets heat. Like, nobody tells him. Yeah, like, it's just...
absolutely no one has the balls for that.
Yeah,
we did get Logan Paul with that ridiculous spot with Ricochet. That was a brilliant spot.
It was awesome. Was
such an awesome spot in the Rumble. And it fit perfectly.
Yeah, it's like the Elimination Chamber. Was it? Yeah, Elimination Chamber spot from, like, that was similar to CM Punk's and Kofi Kingston's from years ago. Almost, like, pretty much almost the same. Just good stuff, pal.
Brilliant.
Yes.
Like, the athleticism of these two is, like, phenomenal. I have no idea why we're probably getting this match at WrestleMania, because, like, we did get, like, the Seth Rollins backstage interview doing Raw. And, like, what did you think about Logan Paul? And he was like, and he walked out of the interview. I'm pretty sure that we're getting it at WrestleMania. Like, what is it? When does Seth get, like, I sure hope that he wins this match, because, like, come on.
He hasn't won a Royal Rumble or a WrestleMania match in what? How long? It's been, like, a long time.
Yeah. Like, he lost this year to Cody. Last year, he lost to, which, who did he lose to?
Lose to, I don't remember.
Did he lose to Cesaro?
Yeah, he lost to Cesaro.
He lost to Cesaro. Previously, he lost to Kevin Owens. Twice!
Yeah.
Twice!
Yeah.
So, like, just give the man a victory, you know? Please?
And I'm perfectly fine. I love that he put Cesaro over, so I'm okay with that, but...
Yeah, I'm fine with that, but, like, because Cesaro just re-signed with the company, and they were like, oh, yes, like, we're going to give you a WrestleMania match and a big, big-ass WrestleMania match against one of your closest friends. You will work with each other really well. You will get the, you know, the helicopter over or the UFO.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
You get, you know, the you
save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big money
at Menards. Fall over, everyone's going to start chanting at you. And, you know, people will think that after a win like that, you'll be in the title picture. But hell no! That we will forget everything about you, dude. Antonio Cesaro. And then he did nothing after that. He did nothing.
Well, they put him with Roman, but Roman beat his ass, unfortunately.
Yeah, and I was so pissed off about that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so glad that Roman is still champion, because, like, what they're doing right now is exquisite. But, like, I was really pissed off. So yeah, Seth, why am I hearing myself again?
I don't know. I have no feedback, so I'm not hearing anything.
Seriously?
I'm not hearing anything. Maybe in chat, is anybody getting any feedback?
I think I'm hearing myself double. It's fine here.
Okay. Right. So
if Soupy says so, I believe the guy. Okay, so I'm gonna let it play out. The whole thing with Seth and Logan Paul. Do you have any idea what happened to Kofi?
Well, he looked like he threw his head into the table.
Yeah, but like, is he okay? Because like, I think that video that got played on NXT was pre-recorded.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything yet. If he's hurt or not, I haven't. I assume he's okay. I didn't hear if he got hurt, walked to the back. I don't think he got assisted. So
yeah, I know, because like Fightful didn't report anything about it, so I just assume he's fine.
Yeah,
but like, was this the planned spot?
No. Well, what happened?
No, right?
Yeah, no, that wasn't planned. It was whatever happened was not planned.
It was kind of awkward because like commentary were trying to, oh, but like one of his feet isn't touching the ground. And I was like, yeah. I fucking hate that rule. Yeah. Like his whole body is on the ground, but God forbid if one of his feet isn't touching the ground, he's not still eliminated. So that was kind of weird, as was Rey Mysterio, by the way.
Yeah,
not eliminated at all from the Rumble. He's gonna pull off a Curtis Axel, seriously.
Yeah. And Curtis, did you see Curtis Axel tweet that still?
I was sure that he was going to tweet that.
He did
a tweet about that. I have no, what did he say?
Pretty much still like the same thing he said last year, just still going type thing. It was, I'll see if I can find it.
Because at next year's Royal Rumble he got eliminated, and he was like, now you're eliminated.
I think, let me check here. But yeah, well, I'll pull that up, go ahead.
Gunther and Cody. Oh, Cody Rhodey. I'm so cold calling him Cody Rhodey from now on. God, I'm just so happy that Gunther was the one to get that spot. He was so great in the Rumble, and he got that face off against Brock Lesnar. I kind of want to see Brock Lesnar against Gunther at WrestleMania, but like, he's Intercontinental Champion, and I don't want that, because for the IC title, I really want them to bring back the IC ladder match at WrestleMania. We haven't seen this match at a long time. The Intercontinental Championship was last defended in the Nigerian Rumble Roll, was it?
I think so.
Yeah, like that's...
No, it's been... Yeah? I think it's been sooner. I don't think it's been that long. No, I think it's been sooner than that.
At WrestleMania.
Oh, at WrestleMania? Yeah. Yes.
Yeah?
I think so.
If I'm wrong, in chat, please correct me, because like we've discovered on the show, my memory is ass. So yes. I really, like, I was so pissed that when Razor Ramon passed away, they had the chance to do the Razor Ramon Intercontinental Championship ladder match. Like, they could call it that, like a memorial ladder match. And they didn't, and I was pissy about that. So I really want them to bring that back, but if Gunther is IC champ at WrestleMania, he has to, you know, be a part of that match. But I really want him to see him against Brock Lesnar. But what I wanted more to, like, what I want to see more is him against Sheamus at WrestleMania for that IC belt, and Sheamus winning, because that match that they had last year was my match of the year, and it slapped so hard that I am so ready to see it again. And like, the audience firmly behind Sheamus brought tears in my eyes. Because for so long, Sheamus was stuck in an incredible ugly rut after he came back and attacked Daniel Bryan, and the entire audience started chanting, "You look stupid." And this chant, I hate that chant, because every time they start chanting it, it's when Sheamus is in the ring.
Yeah,
it's that, and he kept being a heel, you know, through that entire run. And it's that amazing magic of your home territory, you know, when they get back, when they got back to the UK, they went to Cardiff. This was so, I felt so emotional, because I feel like Sheamus is so ridiculously underrated. Like, he does not get the flowers he deserves. During the pandemic, like, he was so good. And his matches were bangers after bangers and so on and so forth. I'm not doing the bit. And he deserves so much. At some point, you know, fucking dethrone Roman. Okay, I'm fine with that. Like, give it to him. And just, I was this was such a special night for me. Like, in the Clash of the Sandcastle. Yeah. I'm never calling it by its real name. It was just such a special show, and I really want to see it again. Like, Sheamus deserves that so much. Like, Cody winning, it was such, like, nothing in the whole Rumble was built around Cody Rhodes and that 30 entrance. My sole, rant here would be that they announced Cody before it even happened. Like, if you're going to announce Cody, why would you put him in number 30? Like, the 30 spot is supposed to be no surprise. But there were no surprises in the Rumble.
Yeah, other than Booker T.
Other than Booker T. But, like, come on. Like, he's not going to be in number 30.
I think that would have just made more people mad. So I think it's better just to do it the way they did it.
It was actually better. So maybe, like, them announcing Cody made zero sense to me. Like, I'm not gonna be like nitpicky or anything, but like, when you think about it, the Rumble was good. It was a good decision. It was followed by a really ridiculous match between Bray Wyatt and LA Knight. I know I defend Bray Wyatt a lot, but, like, this match is undefendable. Yeah. It was, I'm sorry, the sole thing that I extremely loved was when Uncle Howdy missed LA Knight by two highways. Bray Wyatt did an homage to Brody Lee, and I love this so much, because it was, why am I seeing half of your face only?
I looked down. I was just kind of leaning over, so I'm back.
Okay, so he did the whole, you know, and it was a touching moment for me, and I was like, yeah, I'm glad you did that. That's so cute, and I love you, but, like, the match still sucked. I'm sorry. It's as if, come on, like, why are you so keen on hiding Bray Wyatt? Like, his face was kind of creepy, you know, the whole paint thing, and I don't care. Like, they got a lot of money from Mountain Dew. I'm not going to give them crap about that. And sponsored matches, like, I they're silly, okay? I wasn't happy with this match. But then we got the press conference, and then we got Bray. He was so freaking happy that he was back. And I was like, well, I like it now. How is he doing that? Like, he made me like a match just from smiling and being so happy to be there. And I was like, okay, now I feel bad for hating it. I love it now, Bray. I love you too.
Yeah.
And this was, I he sounded so amazing on that press conference too. Why are you
No, I was just like I was just thinking, like, I agree with you because it's funny, like, how it just reminded me how the time I came to the, it's kind of like the light bulb went off once with Baron Corbin. I realized
I'm still waiting for that.
Well, it's like I realized once with Baron Corbin, I'm like, I realized the kind of wrestler is. I'm like, his goal, he's doing what he's supposed to do. We're supposed to absolutely dislike this guy. Like, just absolutely cannot stand this guy. He's doing his job. It just shows how good he is actually at it. You know, that's what I'm thinking. Like, Bray was so happy about it, and it changed, like, your opinion on it. And that was kind of like my opinion at the time with Baron Corbin. Like, I was just kind of like, I don't get this guy. And then all of a sudden, I just, like, it just hit me. Like, I'm just like, he's doing what he's supposed to do. I'm not supposed to like this guy, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Like, I just never cared for any of the, you know, of anything that Baron Corbin has done in WWE. As a wrestler, I enjoy watching Baron Corbin wrestle. One of the things that I will never stop saying is wrestlers praising Baron Corbin for being one of the safest people in the ring. And this is important to me because I love the wrestlers and I do not want them to get, you know, hurt. And I appreciate when someone is being safe with people in the ring.
And one of my favorite things too right now with Baron Corbin is him and, like, MJF being, like, best friends on Twitter. That's one of my favorite things.
Yeah, that's been happening for a while. I know.
It's still, like, one of my favorite things. I absolutely love it.
Like, the two dicks of the company?
Yeah. It's just, like, great. Yeah. I just absolutely love it. It makes my day. Like, anytime those two interact.
I know. So, yes, and I saw in the chat. I know, like, that match was not Bray's idea. I know. But, like, it's... Also, he said something that him and Alexa on the press conference, that him and Alexa will forever be, you know, linked together in a certain way. And I'm sure that this plays out in some capacity later on. Because then we got, like, Bianca and Alexa. We, like, the match was so short because, like, of course, that Hardy had to go out and, like, perform for a while horribly. And so, like, it was a short match. I have nothing to add to it except for, you know, I have no idea what they're doing with Alexa now, but I just hope that, you know, it's Alexa Bliss. Like, she can pull anything off, probably, but I kind of want to see what's next for Bianca, because I feel like this has been one of her poorest, is that a word? Yeah. Title defenses. I think it did not matter whatsoever, this match, like, at all. And it was a Royal Rumble. Like, I know that in the Royal Rumble, like, the matches other than the Royal Rumble matches basically don't mean shit, but, like,
I think Asuka's going after at WrestleMania. That's what I think we're going to see.
Yeah, but, like, I want Asuka to win, and I don't want Bianca to lose, so there. Yeah. We can't have it both ways. So, yes, after that, we got the Women's Royal Rumble. I love that Rhea Ripley was number one. It just, like, solidified her as the biggest badass out there. This was so great. I love that. And Liv pushing so hard to be number one and them giving her number two, which is essentially the same thing. Okay? Like, number one and number two in the Rumble is the same. Okay? I do not care what anyone else thinks. the Michelle McCool thing was kind of funny. She's been in every Women's Rumble, right?
I I honestly don't.
I feel like she's been in every women's Royal Rumble. If that's not true, someone please correct me. We had NXT call-ups to the Rumble. I was really excited to see that, but I wasn't excited about the fact that they got zero pop from the audience.
It rocks. Roxanne did pretty well. Hers was decent. I mean, it could have been better, but
yeah, okay. But was it because they're in Texas?
Yes, that's why.
Yeah, but like, come on. It's kind of sad because you remember back. Do you remember Aleister Black's pop when he debuted in the Rumble? I will never forget that. It was chills. Okay.
Adam Cole's was good too.
Adam Cole, like, I thought that the building would erupt. Okay. Yeah. I remember those NXT pops, you know?
Yep.
And now they get zero pops. Yeah. And it's not, I know that some, you know, stupid male chauvinist pigs will say, well, it's the women. It's not that. It's definitely not that. But like, if Grayson Waller was in the men's Royal Rumble, like, cute crickets, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that they're not amazing wrestlers. I love, like, the wrestlers in NXT. It's just, it's weird, you know, because it almost doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
So that was a disappointment. Asuka, I don't know how it felt on your end, but like, as I was watching the Rumble, I didn't know it was Asuka because like the audio was so bad that I realized it was Asuka the moment I saw, you know, the masks, you know, they showed, because I was listening to the audience lose their shit.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is happening? Like, what is that? Because it was so like, I couldn't hear the music.
Yeah.
Like at all. Like it, I know it was kind of changed, but it's, you can still tell it's Asuka. Thank you, Rob.
You're welcome. Like, you knocked the shit out of my hand there. Ow.
Yes, it's fine. It's great, Kana. Oh my god. And then did you see her on Raw? Oh my god, she looked so, oh my. Ugh. As you said,
yeah.
probably gonna beat, you know, Bianca at WrestleMania, but I will be fine if they, you know, I wouldn't mind a hot potato of the Raw Women's Championship between those two. I really don't mind it because it's Asuka and Bianca. Like the storyline between them hot potatoing the title will be that they're so good that any one of them two women can win. So it's great. We got Piper Niven, Rob.
Somebody at WWE is a fan coexisting, and they're like, you know what?
And all the other podcasts about wrestling ever, because all of us, not one person, liked Doudrop.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad that they decided to drop the dew.
Jesus, man. They're going to give her that name back. They're going to give her that name back now. They're like, you know what? No.
I'm sorry. That was stupid. So I was so glad. I popped so much. Like, I'm so glad that we got Piper Niven back. I will tell, like, I was glad for the pop that Chelsea Green had. What I'm most excited for was Corey Graves' line on commentary. Because she got in and Rhea Ripley immediately eliminated her. Yeah. And, like, in a matter of seconds. And Corey Graves was like, damn, I didn't even get the chance to make fun of her husband.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, like, I tweeted that out and it went viral. Like, yeah. I was so, like,
That was good.
Like both Corey Graves and Pat McAfee. God bless you guys. Like this, because Pat McAfee had a line of his own. They're watching on the cock, peacock.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, that's what I thought was going to get me in trouble on Saturday night because I was doing the, I was covering the Fightful Twitch or Fightful Twitter account while Kyler.
Yeah, you retweeted me.
And I just put the cock is trending. That's good. And then some people who weren't paying attention is like, excuse me, what? It's like, well, you got to pay attention. And
yeah, pay attention, pal. Like,
there we go.
I'm like, yeah. I tell you what was not exciting. What the Nia Jax, Rob, we had Nia Jax number 30. But I'll tell you what, she did exactly what she was in the Rumble for. Like, she was surprised.
Powerful.
It was she got a reaction. It really doesn't matter what the reaction was. She got a reaction. Everyone beat her up and they eliminated her. She did everything that she was supposed to do. WWE aren't stupid. They know exactly how the audience is going to react to Nia Jax being number 30. So, yeah.
Yeah, I was happy. I was very, very happy with the Women's Rumble.
Yes.
Rhea winning.
It was, it was like the Women's Royal Rumble was better for me because Rhea Ripley won from number one. This was crucial for me. And then Cody Rhodes came in and number 30 and won the whole thing. I get like the thing that makes it good is because he was out of action for so long and he overcame an injury. So that's okay.
Yeah.
Then at the end of the Rumble, we had the most satisfying thing in the world. This was so brilliantly executed, Rob. I am just so happy. I love this because like the moment we saw that the Men's Royal Rumble was opening the show, I knew that what we were about to witness at the end of the show was going to be something special. And it really wasn't. First of all, the match between Roman Reigns and Kevin Owens was a fucking banger. I loved it. But it's Kevin Owens and Roman Reigns. They got me fooled. I thought that KO was winning. It's numerous times. Everything that happened with Sammy after that. Because we were wondering who would turn on who. And at the end, it was both. Like, we were all right.
Because we just picture Jay doing.
But like what Jay did.
That was something. That's what made it just even. That even was smart. Better. Yeah, that was smart.
That was so smart because like that made me remember everything that happened at the beginning of Roman Reigns' reign. When Jay, before Jay became the right hand man.
Yeah.
Before that, because like he did not want to acknowledge Roman Reigns, he didn't want to do that, and he was, you know, main event Jey Uso, you know.
Yeah.
And it made me remember everything because like we are so far into this whole bloodline storyline that I forgot about main event Jey, and I forget that, you know, Roman Reigns had to beat the living shit out of him, you know, at some point. So to the point where Jimmy got involved and everything. And then just, it feels like 5 years ago. It really, really feels like 5 years ago because I can't believe it. They did it. They really did it. It's so great. And it would like the whole beat down and everything. And Kevin Owens being, you know, handcuffed to the ropes and not being able to do anything whatsoever. This was so...
so good. Yeah, and it was just fantastic storytelling.
Amazing, amazing. And I cannot wait to see what happens.
And there was, like, when they show the bloodline walking down the aisle, and there was a camera shot where you could see Sammy and KO in the background laying while the bloodline was walking. I'm like, oh man, that's a good shot.
Oh yeah, production was on point. throughout the entire angle. It was so great. Yeah.
So that was good. But yeah, Royal Rumble, fantastic.
Yeah, Rhea Ripley's gonna challenge Charlotte for that, for the WrestleMania main event thingy that she... shout out to Rhea Ripley for refusing to point at the sign and simply, you know, waving to it. I love that.
Do you ever watch Botchamania?
No.
On YouTube? Okay, so Botchamania.
So
a couple of weeks ago when Cedric and Shelton were wrestling either, I think it was Dom. Yeah, it was during the gauntlet tag team match or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. And Cedric was saying something like he was waving to like Rhea Ripley and he's like, hey, mommy. And Rhea didn't know the camera was right behind her. And she's like, hey, dickhead, like right on camera. Like you have to watch it. It's hilarious. She had no idea the camera was right there. You have to watch it. I'll send you the link later.
Jesus, Rhea, so good.
Yeah, it's just perfect.
I love it. I love that. That's so great. So I know we have really short amount of time. So I'm just gonna pass through this. I'm really glad that the Men's Elimination Chamber is going to be for the United States Championship. This is a brilliant Elimination Chamber match. Seriously. It's a good way of, not... Because, both titles are on Roman. And SRS versus Mia Yim. I don't get. Like, as if SRS stands any chance.
No shot
at all. We talked about Seth Rollins and Logan Paul. Rick Boogs is back and Carmella's back. I'm happy to see Carmella back. Rick Boogs, I'm happy that he's back solely for the purpose that I want to see a program with him and Elias, but not in a tag team, please. I will die. Stop it. Becky and Bayley is scheduled for next week's Raw, and this, hopefully it's going to be the main event, and hopefully it's not going to get canceled and everything. The other thing is that I'm really glad that the last four women, apart from Rhea Ripley, that were in the Rumble will be are automatically in the Women's Elimination Chamber match.
Yep.
This is great because it adds, it gives you a prize for being a badass and being,
Yep.
Yeah. So let's move on to the NXT.
Yep.
Vengeance Day predictions. I'm kind of excited for that.
Yeah.
I'm really excited. We have Apollo Crews versus Carmelo Hayes. I never want to see Carmelo Hayes lose. But I really like, Apollo Crews' run on NXT has been really solid and I love it. Apart from a bunch of eyes bleeding and everything, that was weird. But I like to see Carmelo Hayes win here. I don't know if they're calling him up. I really don't know, but I'm betting on Carmelo Hayes because I just really, really love Carmelo Hayes.
Yeah. I do too. I love Carmelo Hayes and I want him to get the victory here. Moving on to Wesley and Dijak.
This is a tough one.
I don't have a photo for that one. So, and I did not upload these, so this is not my fault.
Okay. This is a hard one because I can see Dijak winning, but what do you do with Wesley after that?
Yeah. That's a good point. I'm going to say the champion.
I'm going to say Dijak.
Okay, so we're different on that one. I say Wesley. Yeah. The NXT Women's Tag Team Championship match.
We have Katana Chance and Kayden Carter versus Fallon Henley and Kiana James.
This is a weird...
What do you know?
Well, I was seeing why, this was for the betting show that Jeremy does. So that's why.
I was wondering what those things were.
Odds.
Jesus. Okay. I don't care. This is a weird match. Because I don't give a crap.
Yeah.
Fallon Henley and Kiana James won one match.
Yeah.
One.
how they and they got that match. I'm like, okay, whatever.
One match, and like they played it off so awkwardly after that. You know, the reason why they have a championship opportunity after that. Like, this is the amount of tag teams that they have over there. Like, they, oh my god, they won a match. Do you want a championship match next? Okay. Like, what? Merge those titles, please. It makes no sense.
Yeah.
Seriously.
That said,
god.
Because it doesn't make any sense, I actually think Kiana and
No. They need to.
I think they're going to win. I think Kiana and Fallon will win.
Well, they're not a tag team.
I know, but I—that's why I'm saying it doesn't make sense. So that they're going to win.
okay.
And they're going to do the same damn thing thing that Roxanne and Cora Jade did.
Oh, like throw the titles in the trash?
Pretty much.
Probably.
Something like that.
Do you think it's going to be the same trash that they that the 24/7 championship was in?
Yeah, same trash can, and it's still in there.
And it's still there because no one wants to touch it. No one took it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm better on Katana and Kayden. Like, I think that they keep this. Next up, we have the NXT Tag Team Championship match. It's the New Day versus Gallus versus Pretty Deadly and versus Chase University. Okay, both you and I love Chase U, right?
Yes, I love him because just the one, every episode, you get the one. The one moment because with Andre Chase where he just gets bleeped out, and it every time it comes out of nowhere, and I just absolutely
I know it's stupid, and that's why I love it. I cannot believe that I'm saying it, but I love it because it's stupid and wrestling is stupid, and I love this. But I'm sorry, they had the amazing opportunity to have the New Day in the ring with all the best that NXT UK had to offer. And they decided, you know, apart from Mustache Mountain, because LOL. Yeah. And why would you give that opportunity to Chase U? They, like...
Because they couldn't get Dragunov in?
Okay. Who's talking about Dragunov? I meant that they... I'm pissed.
I meant Tyler. Never mind. I'm done. I lost it.
It's okay.
I meant they had nobody to team with Tyler Bates, what I meant to say.
I didn't mean that. Like, I'm not talking about Tyler Bate. I'm talking about the dyad, you know, the schism and whatnot. I don't care that they're in a bit that has like will never grow on me, and that's, you know, a bit that includes The Rock's daughter and everything, but like they were probably one of my favorite NXT UK tag teams ever. Like, ever. Soon to be recognized. And never were recognized, dude. Like, never. You never were recognized. I will never forgive them for that, because they're like legitimately such a badass tag team. They're weird now, just simply creepy and everything, but they're so good in the ring. But I'm a simp, and I want to say Gallus because I love Mark Coffey. I'm going for Gallus. I don't care.
Yeah, I have Gallus winning. I
really don't care, because if they're heels, it'll mean that after that, the Creed brothers will be able to win those tag team championships from a heel team. Also, The Creed Brothers versus Gallus? Fucking please?
Yes. Yeah.
And it's going to be such a great match.
And I think that's the way they go.
I'm so rooting for Gallus. I fucking love Gallus.
Yep. That's the way I'm going. I don't see New Day retaining. I mean,
Is Woods okay?
I think so. I mean, otherwise they wouldn't put him in the match, I don't think.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Also, is Kofi okay after that Royal Rumble spot? <True. laughs> But that's a different thing. But also, it's a fatal four-way, so they can be as little as possible in the ring. So that actually saves them from a really competitive 2-on-2 match. So there you go. They can easily lose the match. So next up, we have the NXT Women's Championship. Roxanne Perez defending against Gigi Dolin and JC Jane. Roxanne will definitely retain here, but what we're about to see, I know that Gigi and JC played off the we hate each other thing before that, just to get in Roxanne's head, which was really dumb because they played it for 1 week. Like, why not play it until the pay-per-view, you know, the play? And, you know, to really get into Roxanne's head, they will, you know, just reveal on the pay-per-view that they were actually working together. Because they're it makes sense, right? But no, they had to make them not make sense because they're women. Get it? You know? So... Roxanne wins here, but we will get some friction between Gigi and JC. I suppose that we're gonna eventually get a match between them, and I really don't want to because they're a tag team, and I don't want tag teams to split because there's fucking two of them. I just have no idea what they're doing after that.
Soupy sends us a super chat, not asking for advice, just tipping the therapist on screen for uplifting Friday afternoon. Man, thank you.
I'm so happy that I'm able to uplift someone because I'm so pissed off for 3 days now. So me making someone happy is making me happy. There you go. I will break something less now. And when I say something, I mean probably one of my dishes.
So the main event, likely the main event, Braun Breaker defending his title against whatever look that is, Grayson Waller.
Why is he doing that with his face? Like, what is happening?
I don't know, but yeah. So
you know what? I don't care. Grayson wins. And host 30 minutes worth of Grayson, Waller effects, just so I can laugh my ass off at the bottom of the screen message.
You know, the thing is what would be interesting is if he does win the title, you put Braun Breaker in as a mystery guy at Elimination Chamber for the U.S. title or something. That would be...
Makes sense.
That'd be interesting. I don't think they would go that route, but I could see them doing something like that. But
I really want John Cena to be a surprise entrant.
Just so
he can win, and then at WrestleMania he has an open challenge, and Jay White comes out.
We're thinking the same thing. Well, except Jay White. I think he's gonna. If that was to happen, he'd lose the title back to Austin Theory at WrestleMania. That's what I think would happen. So.
No, but this is what I'm saying.
No, I prefer what you're saying.
John Cena wins the championship at Elimination Chamber. He goes on to do whatever he does between Elimination Chamber and WrestleMania. He says that he's going to have an open challenge at WrestleMania. He comes out, has an open challenge, fucking Jay White. Ah! I'm going to lose my shit, seriously. But I don't think that Grayson Waller actually should be the one to dethrone Braun Breaker. But I also think that, come on, it's kind of time for Braun Breaker to hang it up. But on the other side, on the other hand, Braun Breaker has been carrying NXT ever since he won that title. So yeah. I don't think that anyone's ready to take that load off his back.
Yeah.
Like, legitimately, Bron Breakker will retain, but I really want to see what happens if Grayson Waller wins. Yeah. It's kind of, I'm sorry, like, you know, the meme with the dog and the fire, this is fine. Like, this.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. All right. Guys, I'm doing something different today other than jokes. It's been a crazy week for Maggie and I. For shitty things. So I'm going to do some wholesome stuff here. So here's something that I saw that made me smile. If you're having a hard time right now, here's a picture of a cat in a bee costume. It never fails to make me laugh.
Is that supposed to be funny?
I thought it was adorable.
Are you kidding? That's horrifying.
I think it's hilarious. Okay, well, here's another one. Are you kidding? This little girl was obsessed with a Michelle Obama portrait dressed as her for Halloween. Aww. Yeah, so that's good. Cute.
Look how she's looking at her.
Yeah, I know. That's what did it. Just boom.
Way better than the
I figured.
Oh my god. It was disturbing.
I thought that was hilarious, but oh well.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. We'll see that.
Bring it back. Bring it out.
I just deleted it, actually. Hold on. Let me bring it back. I got it. I'm bringing it back. Bring it back now. There we go. I think it's funny.
Are you kidding? No.
The cat is having the worst time. She said, never mind. See, some people like it. Some don't.
Are you kidding me? It's fucking weird.
Well, it might be weird, but it's funny. This was a tweet. My kid is gaming with friends, so I brought him a snack. He says, thanks, love you. Then laughter erupts on the headset, and he goes, what? You don't love your mother? I'm sad for you. So if you need me, I'll be over here sobbing into my world's best mom ribbon.
Aww.
This one, had to babysit my daughter's kitten. As she requested proof, he was okay, so I sent her this. And probably my favorite one. This is Carter. He knocked on my door to ask if he could have a banana and then left. I don't know, but I loved it. So,
like, who could look at how badass he is?
Yeah, I know. I just love it. You got a banana? Take off. Just.
Oh my god! I'm so pissed that Ryan's not here. He's gonna love that so much.
Yeah. So.
Jesus.
Yeah, but I wanted to do something different than jokes. I mean, jokes are always good, but I wanted to kind of smile for something else today. But guys, Maggie, tell everybody where they can find you.
Guys, you can follow me on Twitter at Maggie_IK and on Instagram at Maggie.IK. Guys, thank you for tuning in to our silly, silly show. As Rob mentioned, Rob and I had a horrible, horrible week for different reasons. I hate this week. I wish it to be over. But my bar did turn 12 years old yesterday. We had a birthday. 12.
Oh, 12. Okay.
Yes. Next year, our bar will be a teenager. So that's going to be awesome.
Nice.
It's the second time this show I'm doing this laugh. This is weird. And I've never done this laugh again before. It's fine. So thank you for tuning in and having a laugh with us, because we all always needed it. And this week, most of all.
Did your bar like its cake?
One of my former colleagues, my sister, you know, my sister from another mister, she made some cake and then saved me a piece of cake for me to eat today. And then I ate two.
Very nice.
Because I found a piece of cake that wasn't touched and I ate it too. I don't care whose it was. It was a chocolate cake with strawberries on top. Yeah, and before some fucker says, Maggie, I thought that you didn't like chocolate and strawberries and shit. It was a chocolate cake and there were strawberries on top of it. It is a different thing. Like I said on the ridiculous Laurent, it's a different thing. I'm talking about fucking annoying strawberry stuff in the chocolate. I hate that. It's a chocolate cake. On top of the chocolate cake, you have delicious, amazing strawberries. This is acceptable. Not only acceptable, it's orgasmic, okay? It's fine.
I'm going to clip the hell out of this part. That's great. guys, you can follow me at Rob Wilkins. Otherwise, you can follow me on Instagram at Fightful Rob. I want to again say thank you for joining us today.
Let me be professional and ask you this on the air. Are we having a Vengeance Day pre-show on Select?
Yeah, we are. We will. So tomorrow at normal time, 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock.
Is it tomorrow? Is it? Yeah. Isn't it Sunday?
No, it's tomorrow.
Really?
I'm about 95,000% sure.
Isn't it on the 5th? Oh, no, it's on the 5th of my time. Okay. Yes, cool. Yes. 2 is fine.
Okay.
2:30? No?
You want 2:30? It doesn't matter to me. Whatever works best for you.
We're going to talk about it off the air.
Okay, sounds good. So, yeah, tomorrow we will do a Fightful Select pre-show for NXT Vengeance Day.
It's basically an excuse for us to be on a show with great people. So there.
Yeah, for sure. Guys, I want to say thank you again. For an hour and a half, a little over an hour and a half, you let me and Maggie forget about all the other shit that goes on. So I want to say thank you very much.
Other shit?
Well, you know, that. Other shit. Well, you know what I mean.
I know what you meant.
But we want to say thank you very much. We appreciate you. We appreciate you visiting Fightful.com. Everything that you do, we truly do appreciate you, and we want to say thank you. We will be back here next week. And Maggie, you want to go ahead and tell them who we have for our guest next week on Coexisting After Dark?
No.
Oh, okay. Then we won't.
It's going to be a surprise. I'm so pumped for it.
Okay. I guess
I'm not telling.
Okay, no, that's fine. I guess it's a surprise. I'll tell you guys then. No, I'm kidding.
You blabbed about our guest for March. I'm not going to say this here because, like,
yeah.
It's one thing to
Hey, I did edit that out, so nobody knows.
You did? Oh my god, I almost said it.
Yeah, I edited that out.
Oh, I'm so glad that you did. Oh,
yeah, I did.
Fuck yes. Yo, yeah. Thank you, Rob.
I think now I got it. Now I need to double check because now I can't remember. But I'm 95% sure I did edit that out. So we're having an on-air production meeting right now for you guys. Okay, talk to you guys later. Bye.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.